This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
I want to bring in Jack Hockema. He is the chief executive of Kaiser Aluminum. Jack, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Thanks, Pam. Good to be with you.
Okay, now I was just giving my version of the brief history of Kaiser Aluminum because that just recalls for me the history of Henry Kaiser and Liberty Ships. Tell me a little bit about the background of Kaiser Aluminum, based in Foothill Ranch, California.
Yes, well, Kaiser was founded in 1946, as you mentioned, by Henry J. Kaiser, and he built it into a great company. It fell on some hard times in the 80s and 90s. We went through a restructuring in the early part of the last decade, and over the past 5 or 6 years, after a very successful restructuring, we've been very successfully growing the business and have a good, solid business here with a lot of good growth potential for the future.
Well, Jack, I have to tell you that earlier on in the program, we had Brian O'Brien. He's the chief executive officer of Advisory Research. Now, he had to go and catch a plane, but he said he's a big investor in Kaiser Aluminum, and he wants to know specifically about your high-strength aluminum business. He says, you know, you're a processor of this stuff, and he says there's limited supply, and that's one of the reasons why he is a shareholder. Tell me the details.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the primary end use is commercial aerospace, people like Boeing and Airbus, Embraer, Bombardier, to manufacture the aircraft that people ride on every day. They made a major change in manufacturing process about 10 years ago. Instead of assembling a variety of products and materials, they now buy a large chunk of aluminum plate and machine that to a near net shape, many times machining away as much as 90 to 95% of the material. And that created a step change in demand for our heat-treated aluminum plate and actually created a global shortage going back 6 or 7 years. We've more than doubled our capacity here and have actually filled up that capacity and are in the process of implementing another capacity expansion as we speak. So it's a really, really good market. It's been really good to us for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's one that we see has really strong legs running for the next 20 years or so.
Jack, how did you get started in the aluminum business? I've noted a little bit about your past, and you were in charge of extruded products. This is back in the mid-90s at Kaiser Aluminum.
Yes.
How did you get interested in this business?
Well, actually, I went to school in Indiana at Purdue University, and Alcoa had a big extrusion plant across the river. In fact, some of my relatives worked there, so I went to work at Alcoa when I got out of engineering school at Purdue back 40-plus years ago.
Explain, if you can, the difference between an upstream and a downstream business, because you're only involved now in downstream.
Yes, we're only the downstream. The upstream starts with the mining of bauxite and refining that into alumina and then reducing that into aluminum ingots, the basic aluminum metal. We exited all of those businesses during our restructuring 10 years ago, and now we're in the downstream, which is mill products, sheet, plate, rod and bar, extrusions, tubing, pipe and tubing, those type of products.
Now, your shares are up more than 14% so far this year, so I guess this strategy is paying off. What's next for Kaiser Aluminum? What do you want to do next with the company?
Well, we've invested over $400 million in the past 5 years. I mentioned the expansion of our rolling mill with heat treat plate capacity. We've also invested in many other mills in our operation. We have 12 plants in North America. We still have a lot of untapped potential.
Now, are you going to expand the Kalamazoo operation?
Yes, yeah, we built a new plant in Kalamazoo, Michigan that came on stream last year. A lot of potential left there. So we have a lot of growth potential left in our existing platform with strong growth in aerospace and automotive. And we always have opportunities for acquisitions. We did 2 small acquisitions a year ago. Those have been very successful. So we have good organic and acquisition growth opportunities from the platform that we have.
What do you produce at the London, Ontario plant? Can I guess that maybe it has to do with structural components for automobiles?
Yeah, that would be a very good guess. It's a premier, we think, the premier facility in North America and probably in the world to manufacture automotive extrusions.
So you heard about the Ford results today. Good results for North America, not so great for Latin America and Europe. What's your response? How can you analyze those situations?
Well, I can't speak offshore. We're really supplying, we supply globally to aerospace, but automotive, we supply the North American market. We're really bullish on automotive. We see build rates being up 12% this year compared to last year. And the additional boost for us is that with the lightweighting initiatives for more fuel efficiency, we've actually been growing our content per vehicle at an 8% compound rate over the last decade and see that continuing. So we see higher build rates and growing content. So that's a really, really good market for us going forward.
Last point to you. Tell me about the order book for commercial airplane manufacturers. What does that look like and how does that affect your business?
That's extremely robust. Airbus and Boeing have a backlog combined for that's more than 8 years worth of backlog. So a huge backlog. Both of them are ramping up their production very rapidly and are looking at further increases over the next 2 or 3 years. So that's extremely good for us. That's roughly 60% of our demand and our shipments, and we really look forward to good growth in aerospace going forward.
I want to thank you very much, Jack Hockema. He's the chief executive of Kaiser Aluminum. The symbol there is KALU. The shares, as I said, up more than 14% so far this year. Today, they are moving higher. They are up $1.35, $52.25.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.